Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continued Bilderberg 2011 coverage. Everything is coming to a head. New wars in Yemen. Imploding stock markets. It's all coming up. Genetically modified cows that are part human that produce female breast milk, human breast milk. We're going to break it down. Catherine Albrecht joining us, our reporters from Bilderberg. Let's jam in two in this short segment. Gareth and then the other caller from Saudi Arabia. Gareth, you're on the air from Norway. Welcome. What's your view on demonstrating against the Bilderberg group in St. Moritz?
I'm not going to make it there, but yeah, I hope a lot of people do, man. I hope a lot of people make it there. That's my view on it, and just protest it. It's out of control, basically.
What do folks in Norway think of this whole banking takeover?
Man, the media here is just, it's out of control, man. They are so controlled. They're out of control, you know what I mean? Like, today I just saw on the front page one of the biggest papers, they're pushing the whole Gaddafi and his soldiers with Viagra again. Like, today, on the front page. Like,
yeah, that's back in the Fox News is reporting he has rape gangs with Viagra, even though 3 weeks ago the State Department admitted that was totally not true.
Yeah, of course, man. The current prime minister in this country has been a Bilderberger. I can't remember which year he's confirmed being a Bilderberger. And his father, Torvald Stoltenberg, he's been many times, man. And this guy, look, I just realized because I went to a Bilderberger meeting last night with one of the only independent net news web pages in this country. It was like a meeting just about Bilderberger. There was about 30 people there. It was really interesting. I really just realized how influential this guy is and how scary he is, man. Like, it's this. I mean, I swear, man, this country is like a guinea pig for the New World Order, man. It's so technological, the control grid they have in place here, man. Like, it's
absolutely really, but listen, 10 years ago, a year ago, there wouldn't be 30 people meeting in your town in Norway to discuss the real rulers of this planet. That's the beginning of the end for these people. They miscalculated, they're gonna lose. Good job, Gareth. Tobit, calling us from Saudi Arabia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, Alex. I've been a long time listener. And I admire your work exposing the true conspiracy on this world. I can tell you that I've seen almost every documentary you've made, and I've also translated some to Arabic.
Thank you.
You see, I just want to convey the Arab people thoughts about these revolutions that are happening across the Arab world.
Okay.
It's obviously a staged revolutions, staged events for secret agendas. You see, what happened in Egypt was simply a military coup. What's happened in Tunisia has devastated Tunisia and Egypt. In Yemen, you see killings and signs of regime change, other countries interfering with Yemen's policies. In Syria, you see massacres happening, gang groups attacking civilians. So it's basically a war on the Arab world as we Arabs see it.
It's a destabilization, and then everybody riots. They can put in their people. Same thing with Muammar Gaddafi. And I'm telling you, Saudi Arabia is next, and this is what the Bilderberg Group is discussing. Please help us, even though you can't obviously be there. Help us spread the word worldwide through social networks for everybody who can in Europe to be at the demonstration against the Bilderberg thugs Saturday high noon in St. Moritz there in Switzerland. And thank you, sir. Hopefully you'll call back again. In fact, I want to have shows more in the future where for an hour or two, maybe once a week, we just take calls from certain regions of the world. Check in with Latin America, Asia, the Middle East, Europe, Russia, Canada. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, as we globally get the word out about the tyrants that are our enemies.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREEFOODNOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at OfTheField.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to shift gears for the next 20 minutes or so, and I look forward to having her up for a full hour in the near future. We're joined by Catherine Albrecht, who's an amazing GCN radio host, every day for 2 hours after my show. Her website's KatherineAlbrecht.com, or you can link through to it, or hear her show at GCNLive.com, all over national television, coast to coast AM, has addressed major governments, you name it. And I remember hearing, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago that she had breast cancer and that she was going to undergo treatment, chemotherapy. And then I talked to Ted the other day. I didn't mean to get into it on air. And Ted said, yeah, I talked to Catherine. She's got stage three, her words, pushing stage four. And then I took that to mean that, you know, there was a good chance we could lose her. And I went on air and said, let's all pray for her. And I hate to talk about this while she's on the line, but I hope the, you know, why is it the good die young? We need to pray for her. And then Catherine, I didn't hear it, but I was told, because one of my crew was listening in the car here locally. She's on locally and heard her saying, well, no, she's fighting. She's good. She's going to beat it. And that's the attitude. And I got flooded with thousands of emails and hundreds of calls, you know, saying she needs to take intravenous vitamin C. She needs to do this and that. I know she's into nutrition. She's clearly, we'll talk to her, but, I apologize if it caused her too big a problem with the outpouring of concern for folks. But she says, nope, she's going to beat it. And she's not stage four. She's stage three. And I called Ted back and said, now, you told me that. And he said, well, she just said she's stage three, pushing stage four was the quote. But we've got her here to talk about that with us today, and also her incredible work, really being instrumental as a lightning rod worldwide, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, exposing this societal control grid, the RFID chips, the face scanning cameras, the TSA scanners. I mean, she's really been a big challenge to them, analyzing what the technocrats are doing. And so we'll also talk some about that with her here today, launching big, famous boycotts against Gillette that made them stop putting the chips in it, Michelin, just amazing work. Catherine, it is great to have you here with us.
Well, thanks, Alex, and I want to thank you for all the prayers and all the outpouring of support over the last couple of days. Thanks for your wonderful listeners. I know they're all over the world, and they have been just a huge support, and I want to thank everybody who's written and called in. Just a wonderful bunch of people out there. And as you said, I'm doing my best to fight this thing. I'm not stage four. I do not have terminal cancer. I have treatable breast cancer, but it's going to be a long road of treatment, unfortunately.
Well, you're going to beat it then. That's good. And, again, I'm sorry that I got messed up in translation. It's just that I get on air. I've been told something by Ted, the owner of Genesis, that I got, I guess, a little bit wrong, thank God. And then I got a little emotional at the end of the show and just brought it up. I wasn't going to talk about it, actually, until I talked to you. And I've been planning to get you on the show, talk about a host of issues. And you know how it is now. Months go by like seconds. I mean, it's just I wake up and it's a new year. So we've definitely, as soon as you're able, I want to have you up for a full hour. I know coming up in a few weeks, you're going to quit, or in a week or so, you're going to quit your weekday show and go to the weekends. Catherine, first tell us about that, and then tell us about your work, which I know so many of us are proud of, and you've been a great example to all of us exposing tyranny.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been working ever since the spy chips days. In fact, even before that, in 1989, I founded NoCards.org, which is the website that opposes the supermarket frequent shopper cards. A lot of people in Texas and elsewhere joining me in big protests against the rollout of those cards, which basically are food registration systems. They've now gone worldwide. They've got these things installed in Yemen and Jamaica and Korea and you name it to essentially require a card to buy your groceries so they know everything you buy, itemize it, know when you have a baby, whether you've got a cat, whether you have, you know, diabetes, you name it. It's all in there. So I did that initially, NoCards.org, and then, of course, Spy Chips came out. That's our best-selling book that exposed all the shenanigans with radio frequency identification microchips, or RFID. Been working on that for quite some time. We have a new website out I want to refer your listeners to, which is chipmenot.com, and that's based on the research that I did along with the Associated Press to expose the fact that those implantable microchips are causing cancer in dogs and cats. And now we've got a big push over in the UK where they're saying they want to make microchipping animals mandatory. We just had the California State Senate just passed a bill that will require all shelter animals in California to get microchipped. So I would encourage everybody, chipmenot.com. We've got the case studies and the stories of the animals that have developed cancer around those microchips, fast-growing tumors. And in fact, we do know that between 1 and 10% of laboratory animals, we're talking mice and rats, when you implant them with a microchip, develop a fast-growing tumor that eventually kills them. So dangerous stuff. We should not be messing with microchips in living flesh, certainly not in laboratory animals, not in pets, and definitely not in human beings. So chipmenot.com is the website. There's a big lawsuit out I want to let people know about against Merck. And Merck is the parent company of the Home Again microchips. People have probably seen the ads for Home Again. You know, hey, chip your dog, chip your cat. Well, there's a lawsuit out by a woman here in Massachusetts whose cat developed cancer around the microchip, and she's suing them for the vet expenses.
And there's major studies that show that, but I also see ads everywhere now getting everybody ready for microchips in pills that Big Pharma's putting out.
You got it. That, well, ultimately, Alex, as you know probably better than anybody else, the plan is to microchip every physical object on Earth, every tree, every bumblebee. They've actually done that. They've actually put tiny little microchips on bumblebees.
Smart dirt. And the Pentagon says they can then search the real world like Google and actually predict the future. They're attempting to build a computerized crystal ball. Is there holy grail?
Yeah, it's insanity. And then you combine that with what Google's up to. You know, speaking of Google, I can't remember if it was Sergey Brin or Larry Page, but one of the founders of Google said, when asked, hey, what do you want Google to ultimately become? They said, like the mind of God. So you're looking at that going, okay. So you guys want to know everything about everything at all times, which is exactly what God does. God is omniscient and omnipotent. And, you know, Google and IBM and all these companies, they're angling for that same kind of power and control. And that's where you get into all of the microchipping. That's also where you get into all of the Google products that spy on people. And I always make a point of saying, anytime I have an opportunity, if you have a Gmail account, or even if you don't have a Gmail account, but you write to someone with a Gmail account, Google reads all of your email. They take all the keywords out of there, and they put them into a database with your name at the top, so they know what you're writing to people about. I've even had the creepy experience where someone wrote to me through my radio show at KatherineAlbrecht.com. They just sent me an email, and I wrote them back, and then they said it was the creepiest thing. Our email had nothing to do with RFID, but they said every website they went on after that was running RFID ads.
Oh, let me stop you. I remember 5 years ago, Paul Watson wrote an article about it. People couldn't believe it. Google put out a press release to stockholders saying, oh, great news. We're now going to use the camera and microphone to listen to keywords in your house on the computer. But don't worry, a human isn't doing it. A computer's doing it, so it's all right. And then we use that to tailor the ads. And then now schools come out and say, yeah, we're watching your kids at home over the government-issued computers. I mean, this, they have just broken the dam with this stuff now, throwing it in our face. It's all completely illegal, but they trick you to sign on to it and waive your rights. Catherine, this is scary. I mean, if this isn't the mark of the beast, it might as well be.
Well, I think we're coming to that point, Alex, and especially now Google's got its new Google Wallet where you can make your payments through your cell phone. Of course, I know you've talked about that on your show. And, you know, it's we're coming to the point where we're going to be eliminating cash and this omnipotence that I was talking about, Google wanting to be the mind of God. You know, once that gets together with governments, and, of course, China's been hacking into Google and trying to get a hold of those records, the government knows that Google has more powerful records than anything it has. Google knows more about you than the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, and the IRS combined, because we all log on to their search engine and punch in all of our information all day long. So it's a beautiful honey trap to get people to come on and tell what they're thinking about. By the way, this is a good opportunity for me to give you my really good news, which is that Start Page is now serving full Google results. So for people who, I know that many people heard about it first from you, startpage.com, which is the private search engine alternative to Google, has now switched over and is returning 100% Google results. So there's really no more excuse for people to be using Google. If you want the good Google results, and I will be the first to admit they've got the best results, search results on the Internet.
Because they're the NSA. It's really a public NSA, so we would accept it. But it's now admitted it was NSA, CIA money funded. And StartPage.com is so incredible, and you're the spokesman for StartPage. And people should all use startpage.com. I'm glad you brought that up, Catherine.
Well, and what's changed now, Alex, since we last spoke, is that StartPage is now... Actually, so you put in your query, you look up whatever, the IRS or Ninth Amendment, whatever you're looking up, 10th
Isn't
Amendment.
It really a proxy now with that
yeah.
function? So they're a shield in front of you.
And so what they'll do, they take your query, they submit it to Google, but not through your ISP. They do it through their servers in California and in the Netherlands. They get back the results. They serve them to you with total privacy. Nobody records your IP address. Nobody puts cookies on your browser or reads any cookies. It's third-party certified, and it even has SSL encryption. So startpage.com, as you mentioned, I'm a spokesperson because I had them on my radio show 2 years ago just as a guest, and I said, you know, I'm sick of Google. What can I do instead? And I fell in love with this company, and a lot of people said, well, I don't want to use Startpage because I want Google results. And so we said, well, why don't we just start returning Google results? Now, I know there's a lot of people listening who are probably like, Google, yuck, I don't want anything to do with them. And that's why Ixquick.com, which is the parent company of Startpage, is still returning results from everybody but Google. So if you're one of those folks who doesn't even want to see the word Google on your screen, you can go to Ixquick, and that's I-X-Q-U-I-C-K, Ixquick.com, where third-party... Uh-huh. You know, it does the same thing, but with everybody but Google.
Well, Catherine, we'll shift gears from it because we're going to break. I just want to say this listening to you. You travel all over the world. You've got all these organizations. You've done so much. You're so well-spoken. You're a doctor at Harvard. And here you are. I know took chemotherapy yesterday because when I called you, you were at the hospital. And here you are, so well-spoken, so focused. I have a bad night's sleep. I don't want to be on air. Here you are in this serious fight, and you don't even want to talk about yourself. You're passionately discussing liberty and privacy and standing up to tyranny. And I got to be honest, if I was in your position, I just don't know if I could be as strong as you are, and you're a wonderful person. Everybody's got to pray for Catherine Albrecht. They've got to go to her website and support her and make sure her information gets out to more people than ever. We'll be right back with Catherine Albrecht in a final segment, and we'll take you back live to Bilderberg 2011. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about a product the drug companies don't want you to know about. It's called OsteoK. OsteoK is an osteoporosis supplement shown to decrease fractures 87% without any of the dangerous side effects of medications. Calcium and vitamin D only decrease fractures by 16%. OsteoK decreases fractures an astounding 87%. Friends, osteoporosis is a deadly disease. Research shows the most effective approach for protecting your bones is not a drug at all. It's OsteoK, manufactured entirely in America. OsteoK is available without a prescription and comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. Don't wait until it's too late, because if you have osteoporosis and fracture a hip, you have a 20% chance of dying within a year. I urge you to take charge of your health today. I cannot recommend this breakthrough product enough. Go to www.nbihealth.com or call 800-624-1416 right now. That's 800-624-1416 to start taking OsteoK.
This video at the Alex Jones channel to go mega viral. It's the fall of Bilderberg. The people strike back. The protest high noon coming up this Saturday in St. Moritz. Going back to Catherine Albrecht, CatherineAlbrecht.com. You can go there and check out all the other websites and organizations. Just invaluable information. Catherine, I'm also sorry when we made that not entirely correct announcement on the show a few days ago that we crashed your website, but hopefully folks will go visit it again and we'll get all the info, but won't crash it. So much more is happening on the privacy front. You're looking into so many facets of Big Brother's offensive against free humanity. What is front and center on your radar right now? What's the biggest growing threat against liberty right now?
Well, I think all this RFID stuff that we talked about when we were researching spy chips, our book, has all come to pass. We're seeing radio frequency devices or remotely trackable microchips being put into driver's licenses. This is happening in border states all over the country. If you border on Canada or Mexico, there's a good chance that your state offers something called an enhanced driver's license, which is a driver's license that can be read from 30 or even 60 feet away by somebody in a moving car driving down the street. They can read it right through your wallet if you're stupid enough to have one of these things in your wallet. The State Department is promoting it as a way to replace your passport. Why bother going through the expense and bother getting a passport if you can just get your driver's license to serve as a border crossing card into Canada or Mexico? So if your state offers an enhanced driver's license, say no to it. If you know anybody who has gotten one of these things, encourage them to cut it up, send it back, get rid of it, because they're trackable. And here's where it gets even weirder, Alex. If you got one of those things in your pocket or in your purse, and you walk into a Walmart store, and you walk up to the Fruit of the Loom briefs hanging there in the underwear shelf of the men's section, I kid you not, Walmart's underwear shelf can read your driver's license through your pocket. It's mind-blowing.
Well, they admit, and now they're saying, oh, well, the RFID in your driver's license, you'll pay now in the future soon, and you'll wave your wallet or you'll wave your cell phone, and the new iPhones are coming out with a chip in them where even if you don't want to, they're going to be able to do this. And they admit thieves are now stealing all this, so their answer is, well, you'll pay by chip and face scan. And so that's what they're forcing in. Now also with the airports, they're rolling out the new retina scanners, as we knew they would do, inside the body scanners. But don't worry, they microwave you faster now. You walk through as they microwave, and it retina scans you passively. It's so easy.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. So we're taking all of the, essentially everything that individual freedom activists have been railing about sort of in our own corners here. All of the biometrics, you got people worried about that. All of the national ID card stuff, we've got people concerned about that. The RFID. And now the cell phone. And what I tell people nowadays is that with 80 to 90% cell phone penetration, that means you've got virtually everybody carrying one of these things. The cell phone is no longer really a phone, if you think about it. It's a camera. It's a video camera. It's a listening device. It's a microphone. It's a tracking device.
I call it your guardian devil. It's a guardian devil. You know, God has an angel watching and recording. It's your little guardian devil, and it fries you and gives you cancer while it spies on you.
That's a good way of putting it. And, you know, I got to say this, because on everybody's iPhone, what is the picture there? It's an apple with a bite taken out of it. You know, folks, pay attention here. That is the symbol straight out of the Garden of Eden, and it symbolizes the deal that humanity struck with Satan. What were people told? They were said, don't eat from the fruit of that tree of knowledge, because if you do, you'll surely die. And people said, oh, well, okay. And they ate, you know, Adam and Eve ate the apple, and Satan said, all right, well, you made your trade. You get to surely die on the basis of this knowledge, but I'm going to give you all the technology you could ever use, and you will have the powers of God. And that's what we're screwing around with today. You know, you don't have to look too far to see Fukushima and radiation meltdowns. You know the drill. And everybody listening, of course, if they listen to your show, they're well informed. All of that stuff ties into a deal that was struck way back when in the garden, and we're carrying around these devices that have that big honking apple symbol with the bite taken out of it. It blows my mind.
And by the way, even if people don't believe in God and the devil, I do, I know you do, the elites do. I mean, the symbol of for apple is an apple with the bite out, the tree of good and evil, that knowledge. And it's here, and they're using it to totally control us, and they kill us while we get the knowledge. So they're physically killing us, and they're telling us, we're killing you, because these devils always have to tell you in a code what they're going to do to you.
Yeah, and, you know, we're getting irradiated by the cell phone towers. A new report out from Europe saying we ought to pull all of the Wi-Fi and all of the cell phone towers out of and away from schools because they're so bad for children. You know, this stuff is killing us. The reality is it is, but it's always sold to you with a benefit. There's a great quote. We opened our book, Spy Chips, with a quote by C.P. Snow, who was a writer for The New York Times. And he said, technology is a queer thing. It gives you great gifts with one hand and stabs you in the back with the other. So that's kind of the direction we're going.
KatherineAlbrich.com. Stay strong. We're all praying for you. And hopefully I can get you up for a full hour in the next few weeks. God bless you. And we're glad you're going to beat this thing. We're all praying for you, Catherine.
I'd love it. Thanks. And I start Saturdays on the 18th at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Awesome.
Eastern.
Awesome. Folks, find out more at GCNLive.com. Thank you, Catherine.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us for live coverage from Bilderberg 2011. We're joined by Paul Joseph Watson, who is right outside the Global Elite meeting place in St. Moritz, Switzerland. These are the people, the heads of the global megabanks, British, Dutch royalty, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, attending. We have more of their inside agenda that we're going to be going over here. And this is so important because these are the people that control the parliaments, control the leadership of our Congress, our House and Senate. They're the folks. We've gotten their minutes from decades ago, how they covertly set up the euro, how they sold government's derivatives to implode them. They're the people that want the carbon taxes to shut down in the industrial societies. These are the bad guys, my friends. And now Obama has pledged, as we told you weeks ago from our Bilderberg sources, he would do trillions more to, quote, bail out Greece. That means give the private banks that made the derivative fraud and got government to get involved with it. That means giving the mega banks that are making record profits more of our tax money. We've seen a lot of big developments the last few days at Bilderberg. And joining us to go over those developments is Paul Joseph Watson of Infowars.com and PrisonBlender.com, and, of course, Aaron Dykes, also working in our operation there. Paul Watson, you've got the floor. Break down the spectrum of reportage.
Hello, Alex. Good to be back. Yeah, one thing that I failed to mention earlier was the fact that quite early on in proceedings this morning, there was an activist, I think he was associated with We Are Change Switzerland, who spray-painted graffiti on the road that led up to the entrance to the Bilderberg Hotel. And he basically spray-painted things like, you know, you're not welcome in Switzerland, get out, Bilderberg scum, things like that. And obviously, he was approached by the police, but because the spray paint that he was using could easily wash off, and in fact it did later wash off with a constant rain, they didn't arrest him or detain him, so he had a pretty long conversation with the police, but eventually they just had to walk away because of this technicality in the law. So a lot of Bilderberg members arrived to this message of, you know, get out of Switzerland, Bilderberg scum, New World Order scum. So that was a nice welcome for them.
Going over the incredible information that Tucker has now released, more of their agenda, and we've looked it up. It is in the Swiss papers. The prime minister is saying that it's not good to have them there and that the Bilderberg group wants to destroy their sovereignty. We have the equivalent of one of their top congressmen saying arrest Henry Kissinger because there's arrest warrants out for him out of France and other areas. We also have other government leaders saying they don't want them there. So very exciting things happening. There's a lot more in the agenda. They want to have a larger war in the Middle East, and we're going to go over some of that in a moment. But breaking down the fake bomb scare today and other things that are happening, this report that a Bilderberg person flew into the airport and then had some type of medical emergency. Paul, cover the waterfront for us.
Well, the fake bomb scare obviously occurred when we had left our car at the top of the hill and walked down to the bottom to get some better shots of the cars as they were arriving. Then Aaron went back up to the top of the hill and the road was blocked, and he was told that there had been a bomb scare involving some tubing that the police had found and that they had arrested two people. So it took about an hour before the blockade was lifted, which was, you know, the blockade itself was very brief, which led us to believe, and other people that we've spoken to agree, or the journalists, that this was because a very important official was arriving at that time and they wanted to widen the security area to make sure that, you know, that elitist wasn't bothered, because the whole thing was lifted so quickly that it was obviously a spur-of-the-moment thing. And
let me stop you, because this needs to be added to our report that's one of the top links up on Drudge. You're telling me, was this from the police? You told us it was the bomb scare. I know that's on video. But specifically that they say they did make arrest for tubing? I mean, that's huge news. Arrest made at Bilderberg for supposed pipe bombs? Is that what you're saying?
We were told by other journalists that two people had been arrested. We can't confirm that, and there was no information as to their identity, but that was what numerous people who were there at the time said. So we don't know for sure whether that's true, but that's what was circulating at the time.
Well, we'll call the police station. Continuing with other things that are unfolding, what do you think is most striking from Tucker's moles that we've learned that's on the agenda? Wanting to keep the depression going, I think, is the big one. Wanting to have a World War III event in the Middle East, this is huge.
Yeah, just before I get onto that, one final point on those arrests. There were several people who told us that these two individuals who were arrested had previously had no affiliation with the journalists who were there the day before. So it seems that these two individuals were unknown to everyone else who was there on the scene. So that obviously brings up the possibility that they were provocateurs.
Well, we saw that happen in 2008 in Chantilly with Obama and Hillary meeting secretly, and that was later confirmed they were there. They had this guy with a video camera videotaping all of us acting like a cop. Then he got, quote, busted for a gun, and they showed the media this, and then they let him go. I mean, come on. And again, this is all part of a way to demonize in front of the other cops that see protesting as bad.
Yeah. I mean, we couldn't confirm those two arrests, but the police chief told Aaron directly that there was a bomb scare, so that is 100% confirmed. Getting on to what Tucker found out about the agenda, obviously covered in Kurt Nimmo's article, which is on Infowars.com, is the fact that they're outraged, and this was the familiar theme at last year's conference, about the fact that they're getting increasing amounts of scrutiny from the alternative media and the Patriot movement. I was talking to Tucker about an hour ago, and he was telling me that one of the reasons they want to prolong the recession, and it's obviously not the only reason, was that they want to keep the middle class down. They want to keep the bums, you know, low down, so they can't afford to travel and they can't afford to focus on Bilderberg because they're too concerned about putting food on the table. So similar to what they said last year about, you know, their disgust at people who are actually able to afford to travel to these different countries in which they meet. That was another familiar theme coming out today, according to Jim Tucker.
Well, that before we continue, that's what austerity is. That's what the head of Goddard Space Center has said. That's what the head of the UN Climate Program, Maurice Strong, has said, and Ted Turner and Prince Philip and in all their reports, is you will only be allowed to be in the area that you are working in. You'll have to get special credits to travel outside, special authorization to fly on an airplane. And now, as you know, in England, they're showing British school children these government-funded and corporate-funded cartoons where it shows the future in 10 years where the woman's going, it's my husband's birthday. I've got the credits for him to eat meat once a year. He's not allowed to travel out of the zone, but I am because I'm a social worker. And people watch the videos and think they're a joke about some tyranny. They're not. The sociologists and the psych warfare experts are just showing this to kids like it's normal. And we've played those here. People think that's a joke. No, it's not a joke. Paul, tell folks about this.
Well, I mean, that all comes out of the Royal Society and these big think tanks in the UK. They've openly announced that they want this planned-opolis where only the elite and the rich will be able to drive cars, where meat will be rationed as it was in communist China, even as recently as the 80s, and where basically the living standards of the West are lowered to a second and third world status as this post-industrial revolution takes hold.
And that's what the tyrants do. The Russians had meat. The Chinese had meat. They do it to make you line up so they have the control, and that was later declassified. They know. That's why Stalin wouldn't let the Ukrainians and others grow their own food and tens of millions starved to death. They banned your own garden. That's what the Food Safety Act and Codex Alimentarius is about. Go ahead.
Well, in the Planned-opolis clip, which is coming out of these elite think tanks, they present a global food council which will decide all your rations, all your meat, all your vegetables, everything that you're allowed to get. And that, as you just said, harks back to the Stalinist era. It harks back to Maoist China where, you know, people didn't just have to line up to get meat. Meat was a special treat.
And Monsanto has said that that's why they're infecting everything with their GMO, because in the future, well, it's already happened, almost every major corn, wheat, you name it, is infected with their genetics. Even if you didn't have their seed, it gets into the other plants. And if they find 1% of their genetics, then you're SWAT teamed. So you won't be able to have a farm or ranch because it's copyrighted, it's patented. You won't be able to grow anything because they've infected everything. And then the courts rule that they haven't polluted you. You've stolen from them, even though it's admitted they polluted you. This is the master takeover plan. You've got to admit they're geniuses.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly what they're going to be talking about at the moment. Another thing which I can't remember if I mentioned earlier, but because of all these delays with the problems coming into the local airport and the fact that many of them have had to be rerouted to the Zurich airport 3 hours away, which was borne out by the fact that very few cars, if you think about, you know, you've got 120, 130 members coming to this meeting, it looked like at least half of them haven't even made it yet, which led to a lot of talk about the fact that the conference has been postponed, the official start of it, until tomorrow morning. So that's when they'll actually get down to business with the agenda. So the delays due to the weather and due to the low cloud cover have caused the Bilderberg meeting to be delayed by one day.
Oh, the gods are having trouble as they see themselves landing at their Mount Olympus, their little perch, while they drop their droppings on the little serfs. Other facets of the Bilderberg agenda that we're now learning that are absolutely outraging them. We know that they do have the Google execs there and others. They want to clamp down on free speech, and we see that manifested by the EU and others calling for these draconian net rules, Paul.
Yeah, that's what Tucker came out with, the fact that they're still incensed about the free reign that the internet gives alternative media to shine the spotlight on this gaggle of criminals, and according to Tucker, that's what's on the agenda this year. So it's about clamping down on free speech and stopping all the people who were assembled there today from getting anywhere near Bilderberg as they hid their faces while driving past in their tinted windowed cars. The tint on the windows seemed to be almost black, so you couldn't see in the cars without a special lens which would enable you to do so. So we still managed to get some good photos, though, specifically of people like we believe to be Pearl and Anders Rasmussen, the NATO head, which would obviously verify the fact that Libya is top of the agenda, as Tucker said, with Bilderberg furious about the U.S. Congress putting a roadblock in to stop Obama's war in Libya.
Now, you saw Bill Gates, but were we able to get a photo of that? And I know soon those will be uploaded at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's the next thing you're going to do. Do we have a photo of a little population reduction Billy Gates?
We did get a photo of it, but it was very blurred at the time. We need to go in and try and sharpen it up, which is why we said that we're not 100% sure that it was him. But, I mean, that's the closest resemblance that we could see that it was Bill Gates. And obviously he was there last year in Spain, so it's obviously not out of the question that he would be there again.
All right, Paul, good job. Please hand the phone over to Aaron Dykes, InfoWars reporter, and then I'll be talking to you guys during the break coming up. But let's go ahead and bring Aaron Dykes up here now. Aaron, what's your view on what you're witnessing there in Switzerland as the global cockroaches, the global crime syndicate, meets?
I think they're quite furious that even in the remote, rather elite ski town, that people are still willing to show up and show their faces in protest of the group, Alex. In addition to the names Alex mentioned, I spoke to four or five separate people who all separately saw David Rockefeller. At least some of them have it on video.
Good, and those will be getting uploaded soon. We'll put that together on the sites. Continue. Other things you've noticed?
Yeah, there was also a possible sighting. I'm consulting my footage as quickly as I can of Matthias Nass, the editor of Die Zeit, the Times in Germany. And he's always an annual attendee. He's on the steering committee as well. And we have other photos, too, of kind of shadowy, rather vampire-looking European members who've come in. And we're going to go through the list and try to identify them as well, Alex.
What about the whole ridiculous bomb scare? Recap other developments for us.
Well, it's obviously a hoax. It's pretty see-through. But the police chief was quite straight-faced in making sure nobody was going to come or go. And he didn't mind telling me he could care less if my car was available or if it'd be towed away or anything or collateral damage in their hoax, false flag setup to keep the protesters farther from the perimeter. And, of course, yesterday we reported how they had a veil set up to prevent identifying the members at the entry checkpoint. Today, they literally had workers out there constructing a wooden frame to put up a bigger, more extended veil, preventing really any viewing of almost the entire perimeter of the hotel. Yesterday, where you saw us filming the security cameras on tripods, today was much more greatly restricted. And then they were also seen putting up the kind of crime scene tape around the wooded area surrounding the hotel, and a greater police presence further up the hill on the other side of the hotel as well, Alex.
Well, it is a crime scene, so the cops are doing their job.
Yeah, something like that. But, yeah, it really shut things down for a while. Of course, it was heavy rain today, and this whole bomb scare, you know, it was just see-through, Alex, but It was their hoax to keep things under control, or so they hope.
Well, Aaron, we're going to continue to report in the days to come as things unfold, and obviously coming up very soon now, next week, we're going to be able to go over even more that has developed, and we'll learn more about the list and the full spectrum of what's happened and the demonstrations and the rest of it. But any other points as we go to break here that you think are important to add, Aaron?
Well, obviously on the economic front, you know, we have Etienne Davignon back in 2009, obviously implying that they're ahead of this economic collapse, but that it's a real turning point. It could lead to their total global control, but it could also awaken Europeans to just the hard-handed measures of bailing out these banks and employing austerity measures. So he's obviously quite upset even 3 years ago at the possibility that it could awaken more people and cause a greater outrage to their global controls. Of course, they're trying to extend, you know, greater economic controls for the various global bodies, but nothing is set in stone, and they themselves have admitted that it's quite up in the air, and obviously public opinion will play a factor into that. So they're worried about public feedback on all fronts.
It's a crossroads for free humanity and the global parasites, because this is where they really set up their world government by bankrupting us and offering the alternative. But if we stand now and expose them, they will miscalculate and fail. It is so important. Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to come back with some key economic and military news in the final segment. It's Bilderberg coverage 2011.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The next stop that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks to
Switzerland. It's going to be Saturday, high noon. If you can't go, don't worry. Spread the word about this protest. Not some ineffective protest, you know, just up against some Capitol building with, you know, thugs trained to beat your heads in for fun. Go in front of the globalists. You heard they didn't want to arrest that guy spray painting because they don't want to draw attention to it. I'm telling you, we got them by the you-know-whats here. This is very exciting. Lack of buyers may force Treasury to boost rates. That's the Washington Times. We've got all this other incredible news. Jobless claims rise. Trade gap narrows. Continuing here, I meant to get to this today. I'll try tomorrow because it's such big news. Because, you know, now we have Fox News reporting it. When I told you 10 years ago, oh, that's that crazy Alex. China genetically modifying cows to produce human breast milk. Do you have any idea what happens when you cross different species together? This is so dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, the Department of Agriculture is funding rice, corn, and other things that they feed to you that sterilizes you. Of course, it's already going on, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing, green buildings, hazardous to health, report sites risk of weatherization. Yeah, look, everything they push, the little light bulbs that they're putting out are filled with mercury, the new Curly Q little devil bulbs. Really good news on this front. Judges sharply challenge health care law, signal that they may completely overturn it. Already had other courts partially overturn it. It should be overturned because of discrimination, not just that it's unconstitutional. You can't give waivers to McDonald's and other Fortune 100 to not have to buy insurance for their employees, but then make you, the hamburger place next door, buy insurance. That's just incredible. But skeptical questions from three judges in Atlanta Federal Appeals Court suggest that they may be ready to declare unconstitutional all or part of the health care law promoted by Obama administration and passed last year, but it doesn't even matter. The bureaucracy is just doing it anyways. I mean, it's like Congress wouldn't pass the new carbon taxes. Obama's just putting them in, you know. I saw reports today that power plants are now having the new regulations go in, and it's going to increase energy costs. I've got it in the stack as like $160 billion, I think, is the headline a year. And, of course, that'll be passed on to you, the taxpayer, and the person buying power. Since they tried putting in the carbon taxes in Austin, which just means ripping us off and charging us more for this offshore power company that runs things here. In Austin, most people's put things double the last 2 years. And you like carbon taxes? You like them? Sending more money to these offshore pieces of trash? Man, here's another one. U.S. judges seem receptive to health care challenge. That's AP. Health care overhaul fight in pivotal Atlanta court. Alabama's News 13 NBC. So, yeah, we can beat these people when we point out how ridiculously over the top all of this corruption is. Now, continuing today, we'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I've got to go get on a plane to New York to be the keynote speaker at Talkers Saturday. But in the third hour, we will have Watson and Aaron reporting live for us. They'll be hosting the show via cell phone from the Bilderberg site. And we'll have a lot more intel. We're trying to get Tucker back on, trying to get Mark Anderson on, a great reporter from AmericanFreePress.net, on here with us. And we'll have more on the fall of Bilderbergs, the fall of their cover-up, the fall of their lies, the people strike back. I get that video out to everybody. It's on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube. Only you can make this thing get the millions of views it needs to super turbocharge. People from all over Europe converging this Saturday at high noon. A lot of other news we didn't get to, like the new war they've started in Yemen. That's right, U.S. bombardment there. Kinetic love action. God bless you all. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.